And we are back for Brian, Brett, I'm Graham. Have you been having any Pop-Tarts?
No Pop-Tarts for me except for, okay, two Pop-Tarts for me and that's it. But it's your fault.
We'll get to that. How's it my fault?
We'll get to that.
Well, we're at it.
Okay, well, this is the Jerry Seinfeld shoot we're talking about here, and you wanted to give Jerry Seinfeld a surprise when he walked in, since he's in a new movie called Unfrosted that he's directing, producing, starring in, and you wanted to make a statement and leave 30 boxes of Pop-Tarts and jugs of milk waiting for Jerry as he arrived for hair and makeup.
And I don't think he even noticed or gave a shit, right?
He kind of just like, oh, yeah, and then moved on.
Wait, so did he acknowledge it?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, Graham, you know, left you some Pop-Tarts if you want some. And yeah, he's like, hey, it's a lot of Pop-Tarts or something like that.
Oh, so he actually saw it?
Yeah, he did see it. Okay. He did see it, but he just kind of
And not just
on.
Any Pop-Tarts.
His favorite.
His favorite, yeah.
Which are what?
Brown sugar cinnamon? Right?
Mm-hmm.
I never eat Pop-Tarts.
You're the researcher.
I'm not a Pop-Tart expert.
No.
He's keeping a box, though.
I'm a little surprised we didn't get a bigger reaction from him out of... I mean, it was a lot of Pop-Tarts.
Do you want to open the box and try it?
No. I have a box that will never be opened from that shoot that will go in a case and be preserved for all time.
Because you, of all people, are a massive Seinfeld fan.
What makes you say that? Yes, I'm a huge Jerry Seinfeld fan. When I was going through some stuff, I actually found some tickets from 2007 when I saw him perform stand-up in St.
Louis.
What
were you going through?
A DVD collector set I have. I guess I put the stubs in the DVDs. So
you weren't actually going through anything personally. You were just searching through.
Oh, I was going through a lot personally as well. Yeah. I was taking that from the physical meaning, but yeah, that's a different podcast.
This is so f***ing weird. What stands out to you guys from the filming we did with him?
I personally was a little worried about being in the same room with Seinfeld and seeing what
Why?
He was like. Because it's my favorite show, and it's like...
Ever?
Yeah, ever. And I was just worried, you know, you have an idea of who he is from the show and seeing interviews and things like that, and I was worried that meeting him, you know, they always say don't meet your heroes, so I was like, maybe he won't be as good of a guy as he seems, but I mean, he was exactly like I thought he would be, which was really...
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 I was concerned that he was going to be a little crusty.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, he was going to be less nice to me than mm-hmm. I would have hoped. And I thought he was perfect. And almost in... like, I liked that he gave me a hard time, even if it... made me borderline uncomfortable. I feel like it was good.
How did having children impact your life?
You don't have kids.
I don't.
I'd like only to. Someone that doesn't have kids would ask that question. How did it impact your life?
Here was the
How did having a human body impact your life?
I felt like he like very clearly appreciated our level of research, and maybe because of that gave us the benefit of the doubt when he might have otherwise been a little harder on somebody.
Right. Yeah, I think if you set up enough of the questions and it was backed by the research and everything that he thought, okay, maybe that wasn't the way I would have worded the question, but I know, like, you know, your heart was in the right place with it.
Yeah, and just to piggyback that, I kind of thought he would give that crusty vibe, like you said, but he was such a nice guy. And he was really interested in, like, I thought how we operate in a way. Like, he was interested in the house or in the, you know, the space that we were in. And then the Twix questions, he loved doing the Twix questions.
The soup Nazi or the Chinese restaurant?
Soup Nazi.
Selling light bulbs or waiting tables?
Waiting tables.
Comedy club or theater?
Comedy club.
Michael Richards or Jason Alexander?
Pass.
But yeah, I just thought, he knew about you. It just, he seemed like he didn't come to the interview without any idea of what was going to go on.
So. I had been working on him for a while. You know, it took a number of years of emailing with him to get him to a place where he was willing to do this. And, you know, then when you find out it's happening, you're never quite sure if it will actually happen until the person's actually there. But lo and behold, it ended up working out. Brett is always stressing about something day of. What was working you up on the shoot?
For this one, I think it was just getting everything ready. There was a request from Seinfeld's team the night or leading up to the interview about moving some pictures around in the space. They didn't, you know, they just didn't like some of the artwork and whatnot. So that
had. And this was a brownstone on the Upper West Side that we rented strictly for the purposes of filming with Seinfeld.
Yes, so everything in there is valuable, tough to move, and that didn't get moved till the morning of, so that was stressing me out. And then it'd just be in New York City, kind of, you know, having to walk to places for the most part to get things you might have forgotten. We needed flowers, different things like that.
And you don't like walking, obviously.
Well, no, our PA was Karen, so who, you know, was helping us out by bringing 30 boxes of Pop-Tarts and 4 jugs of milk.
And Karen has worked with us for a long time and been to maybe a couple filmings over the years, but when she found out we were taping Seinfeld, wanted to be there.
Yeah. Wanted to go there as a fan, and then you put her to work.
Yeah, right. We definitely put her to work. So I told her afterwards, I was like, I think you were as busy as any PA we've had. So, but no, just kind of making sure everything was lined up there. We had a fire going, so making sure that was started on time, and that was bothering me throughout the interview as
well. Because it slowly reduced during the interview, which I'm like, this is going to make it a hell of a time for you guys editing this thing in post.
And well, and for context on that too, we were given a limited amount of time with Jerry. So in my mind, I'm weighing, do we stop the interview to fix the fire, or is that worth the valuable time that was already limited with Jerry? So that's what I was battling.
You made
in my
a good calculation.
Well, thank you.
What did you guys think when he sat down, like, 25 minutes early?
I couldn't believe it. Brett and I were doing like a BTS thing. And then I'm like, oh, I hear someone coming down, and thinking like, no way, it's Jerry this early. It was, I went back and looked, it was 2 minutes before the scheduled start of the interview. He came down and he goes, I'm just gonna sit down here first to make Graham feel bad.
It was great.
And he does the whole bit with like, what is wrong with this picture? So I obviously, we were all downstairs, you were upstairs. What was that like for you?
I didn't even know he had sat down until Brett came up. You
running,
know, normally,
running up.
Normally, you know, if it's, I think, was it 12:30 start?
11:30.
11:30
start. And it was like 11:08 when he went down.
So normally, if it's an 11:30 start, I'm showing up at like 11:20 because I like getting Mike sitting down and going. I don't like waiting around. But because I knew Jerry was arriving for hair and makeup at 11, I'm like, oh, I'll get there a few minutes before 11 just so, you know, whatever. You never know. And so I'm upstairs putting like my outfit on. And all of a sudden, I hear pounding from Brett.
I was like, Mr. Host of the show, we need you. But yeah.
So what's going through your mind when Brett tells you Jerry's...
I'm like, you gotta be kidding me, there's no way. And then I walk down and Jerry's sitting there. And, you know, normally we have a ton of time with the person we're profiling. With Jerry, the time was reduced significantly. And my guess is Jerry knew that, and so he was trying to do us a solid by sitting down early. And, you know, I really appreciate that. I was very surprised by that, but we ended up getting, you know, more than we were hoping for.
Yeah. That was, I'll always remember that moment for the rest of my life, him just sitting there just saying, what is wrong with this picture?
Yeah, it was good. I'm glad it happened, you know, in hindsight. Mm-hmm. But for the next shoot, I'd like you there a little bit earlier.
Would you?
If possible. Yeah, that'd be great.
I was there 35 minutes before start.
Ish. I mean, were you there by 11?
I thought.
It was right around, at 11. Yeah.
All right.
I scared Karen big time.
You did.
Yeah, we would have been there earlier if you hadn't scared
Do you
Karen.
Have that in behind the scenes?
Yes.
That's being included, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. I mean, like, she thought she was getting murdered
she
on the streets.
She almost spilled her coffee
West Side.
On
oh,
your white shirt.
I know. That would have been so bad.
I mean, talk about a backfire.
I know.
What would we have done in that situation? Would you have just taken, like, Brian's shirt?
I don't know.
We would have had to go get a different shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be the only way around it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we'll end with favorite moment from the Seinfeld experience.
Hopefully I'm not taking yours here, but when it's not funny when you brought up the working out stuff. I think every time we watch that back, like, we all laugh.
Why?
In the production. I don't know. It's just the way you say, it's not funny. It's not funny.
It felt like a moment. It felt like a thing he would have said on the show.
You'll do 3 days of cardio, 3 days of weights, as I
understand
it.
I do something every day.
So what is, like, the typical routine?
Exercise is so unfunny. I can't talk about it.
Wait, what do you mean
it's
you can't
so
talk?
Because unfunny.
But you have spoken about.
But it's not
how,
funny.
Yeah, but it's not
funny.
Just the way, you know, his voice inflection and everything, and I just, like, appreciate his commitment to just only talking about things that are funny.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I'm just thinking of all the funny moments now, but, like, the meditation one too.
Do you
How
do
so?
Meditation?
I don't. I've tried it once, but.
Oh, great. Good try.
Yeah, so there's a few, like, little back and forth moments between you guys that was really good. Made the episode, I think.
I liked that I stood up for myself a little bit. Like, when he pushed back, that,
yeah.
I at least didn't cave on everything.
No, yeah, you definitely, yeah.
Well, that's what he does with his interviews. He likes to, like, poke little holes in the questions and have fun with it. But I think it's all in good fun for the most part.
Yeah.
Selfishly for me, my favorite part was, like, just getting to ask Jerry a couple of questions after.
And you were on top of that. Like,
yeah, it was a very Howard Stern, like, guest walking out of the interview. Because you figure, like, we were already pushing how much time we had with him. You're not going to get Jerry Seinfeld to stand there for 5 minutes doing an interview.
A post-interview interview,
exactly. So I was like, the only way this is going to happen is if I walk with him. And he called it the most thorough interview he's ever done.
Do you think he was serious in that, or he was just being nice?
Oh, yeah. No, I think he definitely meant it. I think he just played up how he said it, but... Yeah, I mean, we all put a ton of work into it, to preparing for it, and you did a great job with the interview, and it showed through.
Yeah, I mean, well, testament to your research and your job producing, and a ton of credit also to camera crew on site. Like, the rest of the team did an awesome job in making that space look really solid. So I'm excited about that, and you've been holding a finger up for a while.
Some element that I forgot to talk about from the interview is that this team was telling me to step in and interrupt you throughout the interview, just to
Why?
Make sure that we talked about Unfrosted.
No.
And so,
and then we ended up talking about it for, what, 10 plus minutes?
You did, but at the time, you know, we needed to be done at 12:30.
Yeah.
They were saying, you know, insisting I interrupt, and then... You're talking about Israel, a serious topic.
Which was the worst time to bring that up. I, like, if I could do that over, I would have never.
Well, and so that's what I'm facing in the moment. Is,
and I'm laughing right now, and that is a serious topic that I'm not poking fun at.
Yeah.
It was just my timing was so horrific, it's almost comical.
Well, it was a rough transition, but the... Yeah, so to have to interrupt you and Jerry Seinfeld to be like, hey, let's talk about the Pop-Tart movie when you guys are talking about a war, it was a tough thought for me. And then we wrapped the interview, and I think this part, we hadn't done Twix questions, which we have to do. I mean, you guys have stood up at this point. So we had to do that, which luckily he liked. So that's why, like, I think Brian also felt like he had to do the walk and talk with him, because we pushed the limit. We took advantage of every second he would give us, which we had to do. So, yeah.
For Brian, Brett, I'm Graham. Until next time.